The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Well, hello and welcome along to the Daily Racing Podcast brought to you by William Hill. You join us on Thursday's edition of the podcast, looking ahead to the opening day, of course, of the Aintree Grand National Meeting. 3 days of superb racing to come at Aintree, building up to the big one, of course, on Saturday. There's also afternoon cards at Taunton and Southall to get stuck into on Thursday, and an evening meeting from Chelmsford City, plus the Irish action at Limerick as well. It'll be Alex Dunn in the presenter's chair, joined by Kevin O'Malley and Andrew Mount for all of the action from 1:35. But here to take an early look ahead to a couple of races alongside myself, Sam Norris, is Paddy Aspel, who joins me in the studio. How are you, Paddy?
Yeah, I'm fine, thanks, Sammy.
Looking forward to the next few days, presumably?
Yeah. A bit disappointing the ground hasn't dried out a little more, but I mean, it's impossible, isn't it? Because every time the weather does seem to look like it might be on the turn, it just goes straight back to the rain again. So that's the disappointing thing. And I mean, some of the going stick readings that they've had at Aintree, I mean, it's going to be deep, proper deep ground. But I suppose the only way we can look at it is it's ground that's relatively fresh and hasn't been raced on for a while. So that's the only way we've got to look at it. But you know, come Saturday, it's going to have had a bit of stick. So we're going to have to keep our eyes peeled and see how it's handling it, really. But yeah. All in all, looking forward to it, no doubt.
Yeah, it should be good. Good to see you back riding again last night, Paddy. Are the rides beginning to trickle in once more?
Well, they were the first time back riding in the UK.
Yeah, I thought it might be, to be fair.
Yeah, no, so it was great to be back in action. Just great to get back in the waiting room and see the lads again. And I certainly didn't take much rocking to sleep last night. The fitness certainly told, that's for sure, after having a few weeks off. But no, great to be back and nicked a bit of money in the maiden, and hopefully we'll be in the saddle again soon, please God.
Good stuff. Let's turn our attention back towards Aintree then, and want to talk about the big race coming up on Saturday, and specifically the real market move that's been going down over the last few days. And this is on Beta Isle, horse of course for Ross Sullivan, ridden by Katie Walsh. And this horse 16-1 now, Paddy. 40-1 was available a couple of days ago. This is the kind of horse that the public could latch onto as well, ridden by a female jockey. It's a grey horse as well, both of those popular with the wider public. Seems to stay all day, but horses of this age don't win the National too often. Are you surprised at the move?
So I wouldn't say surprised at the move, because he really has looked, you know, the one thing Ross Sullivan has always stressed about this horse is that he literally needs it unraceable, you know. and that's just the type of horse he is. And he's very, very likeable, jumps very well, seems a proper yard favourite, and there's no doubt he's entitled to be in the race, he's entitled to be fancied. But yeah, I suppose such a big late move is, I don't know, a little bit surprising. I mean, I've got one or two own fancies myself. I didn't really have him jumping out off the page of me. Like I said, he more than deserves to be there. He's got a lovely race and weight, 10 stone 7. And, you know, certainly one thing, like we just discussed, Sammy, is going to be in his favour. I would have said our conditions, that's for sure.
Mm. Yeah, definitely. So, your fancies for the race, Paddy?
I really thought the horse of Tony Martin's ran well at Cheltenham. And I thought if he had of got the third last right, I thought he would have finished a lot closer. He got right in under the third last, and I mean, he done well to keep on for third, but for me it really, really finished his race and brought him to a standstill at the back of that fence. And I mean, he was, as plenty of Tony Martin horses can, he was popular in the market that day, and it just looked like everything was on the cards to, you know, for a big run. But I mean, he's been on the floor the previous run before Cheltenham, and you know, he's gonna have to be a little bit smarter on his feet over these big obstacles on Saturday. But if he is, and he gets into, as they say, the rhythm round there, I can see Annabelle Fly, although he has got his fair share of weight, 11.7. I can see this horse running really well. And my other horse, which I'm hoping is none the worse for his spill at Cheltenham, is Total Recall.
Yeah.
Very surprised to see him on the floor at Cheltenham. Normally, this horse's biggest forte has been his jumping. But that said, when a good horse falls, generally they take a pretty bad one, because when a good faller hits the deck, they've obviously, when it happens, they generally do something completely out of character, and they have to get it badly wrong for them to end up on the floor. So good jumpers generally don't give themselves easy falls. It might sound a bit silly, but unfortunately this was the case for Total Recall at Cheltenham. But he is obviously over that, and connections are happy to go. And if his confidence are dented, this is a real national type of a horse, because Sandra Hughes done real well with this horse until she handed in her license and he made the move to William Mullins' yard. And even since then, he's improved again, and he's improved out of all recognition, really. And I say, if he isn't bothered by that spill at Cheltenham, I think he could be a real, real national contender, this horse. So they were my two, Total Recall and two Irish contenders, actually, and Annabelle Fly up the higher end of the weights for Tony Martin.
Yeah, 10-1 and 11-1 respectively for that pairing, for the big one, of course, coming up on Saturday. We're going to move on to Thursday's action, and we'll take a look at a couple of races, one from Aintree, one from Chelmsford on Thursday, beginning with the bumper at Aintree, the 5:15 National Hunt Flat Race over 2 miles, a Grade 2 event. Plenty of people would find this one of the more difficult races of the meeting, Paddy. Is the one that you fancy strongly here?
It's a very, very good bumper, Sam. I had a good read through it this morning, and this is going to throw plenty of winners, I think. I thought Emma Lavelle's mare, DeSavril, was impressive at Market Raisin, was very, very strong to the line. I thought Anthony Honeyball's mare was very good at hunting in Juhallow Gesture. Started off very low key and unfancied early doors in its pointing career, but Anthony Honeyball does particularly well with mares. I don't know why, he seems to have an awful lot of them. Maybe that's one thing, but so it's a bit more of a percentage thing. But he does do very well with his mares, and Juhallow Gesture, one round, you would say a similar track, although it's the other way around in Huntingdon. It's flat, easy track. Speed track almost, but there was a very, very decent effort in a listed bumper there by Juhallow Gesture. But the one I was going to go for was, I think it is favoured at the minute, was the John Queeley mare, Getaway, Katie Mai, because obviously the form of the behind the Cheltenham bumper winner. But I mean, this one actually finished behind Posh Trish of Paul Nichols's in a point. I finished well behind it, actually. Posh Trish was actually a lent down jump at the last that day in the point and was left clear and went on to win. But Getaway Katie May was in behind that day. But this mare has done very, very well in the bumpers and has been ridden quite patiently. It'll be interesting to see how the rider round Aintree, because to be honest, that sort of seems to be Jamie Codd's style, and Derek O'Connor, these leading Irish amateurs, they tend to drop these horses in bumpers and ride them patiently generally, because them two guys are on the more fancied ones and the best horses in the race. But this is a very, very deep race, and I'm just not sure I would like to see, with this amount of runners, I think we've got full field, 20 runners, I just don't think I'd like to see the favourite get dropped in too far just round the speed track, although you know the ground might bring tactics like that into play a little bit better. But I do fancy this Getaway Katie May, and like I say, I do think it's a deep bumper and it's going to throw plenty of winners. But that was going to be my selection, because John Queeley has had winners at this meeting in the past, and although he hasn't got a great deal of numbers in his yard, he is a very, very good operator, and he does well with the ammunition that he's got.
Getaway Katie Mai then for John Queeley and Jamie Codd in the bumper at Aintree. The next race we're going to take a look at is the 6:45 at Chelmsford City, a novice stakes race over a mile. All that good jumps racing on offer, Paddy, and you've gone to this race at Chelmsford.
I know, I just couldn't. I had a look through all of the Aintree card, and there wasn't much value on offer, to be honest. I mean, that's more so what it was, and nothing to do with the quality. It was just a bit of value, really. So I went to Chelsford because I seen
some powerful operations represented in this race, to be fair.
Yeah, there is, yeah, definitely. And, I mean, Salab was disappointing last time at Linkfield. Just ran well below par that day. So be no surprise to see this chap bounce right back tomorrow evening. But Commander Han was very, very impressive round this track for Kevin Ryan last time. And he had another good winner at Wolverhampton last night, absolutely bolted up, and he had a bit of traffic trouble getting through, but in the end bolted up. And I mean, at the minute Kevin Ryan is operating at a pretty 5.18 in the last 14 days, so you know, horses are fit and healthy and going very nicely. And this Sione colt was very, very impressive. It's over 7 furlongs last time. He was well back that day, and he certainly won in the fashion of a horse who was on the improve. They've stepped him up in trip ever so slightly up to the mile here at Chelmsford tomorrow evening. And although there is maybe on paper some one or two promising sorts, I mean, the Hugo Palmer horse is hooded first time. Marco Body's horse has been very, very disappointed in his declaration of war gelding in the only two previous appearances we've seen him, but got tongue tie on tomorrow, so there might be a bit of improvement there. And Narcos for Richard Fahey. I've not seen these colours in action for Richard Fahey in the past. We generally associate these colours with Ed Dunlop, don't we? And he's had some good horses in these colours in the past. But yeah, Narcos is there. He's got some tidy form in the book also. But I think they've really, really got this top horse to beat tomorrow, Commander Han. He's given weight all round, but I think he can give £3 and a beating for me all day long.
Commander Han, the choice then in that 6.45 at Chelmsford. One to follow on Thursday evening goes to the Paddy's earlier selection of Getaway Katie Mai in the bumper at Aintree. Hope you can join us for all of the action. We're live at 1.35pm with Alex Dunn, joined by Andrew Mount and Kevin O'Malley for all of the racing. Paddy, thank you very much for that, and we'll speak again soon.
No worries, Amy.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.